This is St. Louis Public Radio. Cycle St. Louis held its annual Ride to Unite bike event over the holiday weekend, which pairs champion cyclists racing in the Gateway Cup with riders who have disabilities. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan reports, the organizers hope the event will help make cycling a more inclusive sport.
When St. Louis resident Erica Wolf was young, she loved riding her bike. But when she was 11 years old, she was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, a rare genetic disorder that causes a person to lose their vision over time. Wolf is now blind, but she hasn't stopped cycling. This is her second year participating in Ride to Unite on a tandem bike.
This really gives me a chance to be amongst everyone else that rides, that has the same interests that I do.
Riders of all ages and ability levels whizzed around the 5-mile closed course on Saturday, which followed the edges of Francis Park in South St. Louis. Hugh Scher is a volunteer for Cycle St. Louis, a coalition of local nonprofits and businesses that organize the annual event.
We believe that the benefits that cycling provides and the pure fun should be available to everybody.
Ride to Unite partners with the Gateway Cup, an annual competitive bike race held in 4 St. Louis neighborhoods over Labor Day weekend. I'm Shayla Farzan, St. Louis Public Radio.